Who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me.
I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, red popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, a whole lot of water, and Funyuns. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man. Oh, I love that fucking movie, Half Baked. That scene in particular reminds me of the good old days. You're sitting around getting stoned. Everybody's got a little money. Get a whole bunch of that. Not like that, but a whole bunch of that shit. And I don't know. I played that because today is episode 420 of our show. So even though it's not the date 420, it's, there's always a method to my madness, folks. You know, with the intros, I usually look for something relevant. And then if there's nothing relevant, then I go for the oldest ones or a new one. And then if either of those, then I just go for completely irrelevant and no segue. So, like I said, there's always a method to my madness. But, all right. Hey, listen, we got to fucking move today because, holy shit. The last 48 hours, my God, I put the show together usually on Wednesdays, you know, Wednesday morning into Wednesday afternoon. And, anything happens on Thursday or Friday morning, put it in. It happens every once in a while, maybe a third of the time. Holy shit, this time, fucking last 48 hours with the fines and the arrests and the deaths and the, all kinds of shit. So we got a lot to talk about today. So, all right, let's get going here. First, we'll start in Illinois here, my home state. Which has decided to remove Trump from the ballot, primary ballot. Yeah, good, because he should not be allowed to run for fucking president, as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a shit if he was charged with insurrection or not. He caused that whole fucking thing, and then he denies it all. Anyway, we'll get to more of that later, but they did that, and, Pritzker, I think he's done a great job for Illinois. Casinos, sports books, legalizing weed. I mean, you're talking billions of dollars he's brought in. Ban the assault weapons. I'm all for that. Nobody needs any of that. And the state, they have a judicial oversight committee. I know everybody hates oversight these days. That's like un-American all of a sudden. But in this case, okay, so we got a judge here a chick was raped at college, I think at a college party. She was raped. And, the guy was found guilty. And, then the sentencing hearing came, and listen to what this fucking idiot did.
Cammie Vaughn was 16 when she learned she'd have to fight. It was May 2021 in rural Quincy, Illinois. Cammie says she drank at a party, fell asleep on a couch, and woke up to someone she didn't know holding a pillow over her face.
I couldn't really see anything. Once I understood this man is raping me, I kind of pushed him off me, and I leave the room and went immediately crying and telling my friends what had just happened.
Immediately going and telling your friends what happened. I mean, does this sound like she's making this up, folks? Look, I know there are chicks out there that make shit up, okay? But I just don't think this is the case just by listening to her.
The investigation and three-day bench trial were swift, with 8th Judicial Circuit Court Judge Robert Adrian convicting then 18-year-old Drew Clinton of criminal sexual assault.
So Robert Adrian, I guess it was a trial, just a bench trial? Whatever. He was found guilty.
The charge carried a minimum sentence, 4 years in prison.
4 years, minimum. Minimum.
Did you think when you heard the guilty verdict?
I was extremely happy.
Then, in January 2022, a stunning pivot at the sentencing hearing.
You reversed your own ruling.
Yes.
You piece of subhuman shit.
He reverses his own ruling. So, yeah, it was a bench trial. He reverses his own ruling. Now, this is supposed to be a sentencing hearing. All this other shit is already done. Yes. Now, listen to why.
According to court transcripts, Judge Adrian said Clinton has no prior record and called the almost five months he'd already served in jail plenty of punishment.
What the fuck?
First of all, who cares if he's got a fucking record or not? He raped somebody, all right? I mean, rape and murder are probably the two worst things you can do to a person. Oh, well, he's never raped anyone before. I mean, that's the fucking logic here. Again, this is a judge, and 5 months is plenty. But even though he found him guilty, plenty, he used the word plenty, of punishment for the kid. What in the fuck is going on the judiciary? Why do so many judges and prosecutors just seemingly let these fucking people go? And it doesn't, I'm just not talking about rapists. This is everybody. I mean, I know how the judicial system works, and you pay a lawyer and you pay the fines and they make money and blah, blah, blah. But Jesus Christ, they're really going overboard with this shit. And, you know, with the sexual assault, I don't know. There are just some men out there that don't think it's a big deal. That think that either the woman was lying or asking for it or whatever. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal in their minds.
Adding, there is no way for what happened in this case that this teenager should go to the Department of Corrections.
Oh, yeah. He shouldn't go to jail. He only held a pillow over a sleeping girl's face and raped her. He shouldn't go to the Department of Corrections. What the fuck?
And with that, Judge Adrian found Clinton not guilty.
Again, sentencing hearing, folks. He reverses the verdict. Okay, can you imagine this girl? She's there to see just how long this fucking asshole is going to have to pay for what he did. And he reverses the verdict at a sentencing hearing, not guilty. Now listen to this dickhead's explanations.
Evidence. Nothing new to make him change his mind. It was like getting slapped in the face.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got cut off there. No new evidence. Nothing new. Nothing. I mean, nothing more had come to light. Like she said, nothing.
For nearly 2 years, Facebook groups and petitions called for Judge Adrian's removal. Protests plagued his campaign for re-election.
Good. Clinton. Yeah. And he won anyway.
Was not guilty.
Which he won. Then, late last year, a rare hearing with the Illinois Courts Commission,
yes,
the state's official oversight board.
That commission has now removed you from the bench.
Yes.
Today, Judge Adrian stands.
Yes. You know, he's proud of it. He's standing right by it.
By his reversal, now saying he did it after revisiting the evidence.
Oh.
Once I did that, I saw that I made a mistake. I did.
Okay, where? Where did you make a mistake? The girl was raped. She went and told her friends immediately. You found him guilty. There has been no new evidence. Where was the mistake?
Explain my not guilty ruling. Because in order to do that, I would have had to say, well, I didn't believe her. She.
You don't believe her.
Oh. Yes, I didn't believe her.
Oh, so he would have had to say that in front of everybody, that he didn't believe her. So he didn't want to say that. So he just reversed it. Can you fucking believe this guy? He doesn't believe her. Why doesn't he believe her?
I would have had to say that in court. I didn't want to say that. She's a minor.
Why? That's the truth, right?
Minor.
The oversight board.
Yeah, she's a minor. Exactly. And you just bashed her life apart as if it wasn't bashed apart already by being raped.
Not buying it. Writing, yeah. Adrian intentionally subverted the law and then lied about it under oath to serve his own interests.
But what are his own interests? I don't understand what happened here. What would cause this guy to do this? Was somebody putting pressure on him or something? Again, no new evidence, nothing. Just all of a sudden reverses it. What interest could he possibly be serving?
Adding they don't accept his contention that he made a mistake in finding Clinton guilty.
This fight became about the judge.
Yeah.
Cammy, now 18, maintains she was assaulted.
The commission said you lied. Are they wrong?
They are wrong.
Okay.
They're totally wrong. If they would have looked at the evidence in the case,
like you did the first time,
then they would have seen that he was not guilty. But they.
Well, what is he basing that on? Why was he not guilty? He just says, I don't believe her. And that's it. That's all he's going on. No other testimony, no other evidence, nothing. It's just, I don't believe her anymore.
Didn't want to do that because they knew they'd be facing the mob. that I've been facing.
The mob. I love that. When people stand up for other people, you know, it's a mob, okay? The people at January 6th were a mob, all right? These people trying to get you off the bench because you're a fucked up moron, that's not a mob, okay? Those are concerned citizens.
And they didn't want to do that. So it's simpler just to sacrifice a poor judge.
Poor me. Sacrifice. He does not take any responsibility for this decision whatsoever. I mean, even if you believe him and whatever and say that he looked at it again and found she was lying, you know, he still found her guilty at the beginning. Nobody sacrificed this guy except himself.
You were sacrificed.
I do.
Clinton declined comment for this story.
He said he's the victim here, not the girl.
But through his attorney, still maintains his innocence. For Cammy, now a high school graduate and still grappling with nightmares, finally winning breathe. One fight helps.
Is this a form of justice?
Yes, to me it is. He does not deserve that power over people.
Maggie Vespa, right. NBC News, Quincy, Illinois.
Damn right. Way to go, Illinois Judiciary Commission, or committee, whatever the fuck it's called. I just don't understand. Like I said, I don't understand these judges and how just cavalier they are with sexual assault to the point where they'll convict someone and then overturn it for nothing. I don't understand. Well, at least he didn't shoot anybody in the head like the judge we talked about last week. I don't know. The bar is pretty low. So there you go. All right. And then, you know, that shit's still going on in Gaza. And I mean, I don't know. This happened last week.
Tonight, in a rare and horrifying act of protest, reminiscent of the days of the Vietnam War, an active-duty U.S. airman setting himself on fire over the growing death toll in Gaza.
Are you crazy? What'd you do that for?
Yeah, what? This guy, a 25-year-old airman from Texas, white guy, white kid, sets himself on fire over what's going on in Gaza. I mean, does it really affect you and your life that much? Yes, it's a horrible thing. War is always horrible. Okay, but I mean, what exactly, what is this going to accomplish? I don't get this. I mean, I really don't. What in the hell? Again, you feel bad and you have sympathy for but to set yourself on fire? What the fuck is that all about?
This call, we just got a man on fire.
That man, identified as 25-year-old Aaron Bushnell from San Antonio, live streaming himself Sunday outside of the gates of the Israeli embassy in Washington. Because of its explicit nature, ABC News is not showing the actual video. In it, Bushnell says, quote, "I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I'm about to..."
Okay, so quit the fucking military. You don't want to be complicit in genocide, so you're going to set yourself on fire? That's a little extreme, don't you think? Talking about fucking, you know, cutting off the head to cure the headache.
Engage in an extreme act of protest. Moments later, Bushnell puts his phone down, pours a liquid over his head, and lights himself afire, screaming, "Free Palestine." He falls to the ground, engulfed in flames.
Yeah, free Palestine. You know, I don't know. Stop fucking with Israel and nobody like that. See, that's the one fact that I always come back to with this shit, okay? If, you know, Hamas stopped and the terrorists stopped killing people and raping them and kidnapping them and everything, then nobody else would die. I mean, nobody else would die because Israel never attacks them. Yes, I know Netanyahu sucks and these settlement camps are bullshit. That is not how you fucking go about it. Okay. And these people, they will never know anything but this way to confront their problems. They are unevolved over there. Okay. They just don't know anything but to do but to blow up whatever fucking pisses them off or rape it or kill it.
First responders using fire extinguishers to douse the flames, but it was too late. Bushnell later died.
Yeah, who cares?
The stunning scene in Washington coming amid chaotic scenes in Gaza. A massive crowd swarming this beach, desperate for food and supplies, airdropped by Jordan.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if the Netanyahu should just, I don't know, go ahead and carry it all out. Wipe them all out. I mean, this piecemeal stuff, this patchwork shit and pretending about negotiations and control and discussions and everything, it's not going to stop. I mean, it's never going to stop till one side wipes off the other. So I don't know, at this point, even though it sucks, I don't know. This merry-go-round of violence in that region is just so beyond pathetic at this point. All over religious holy land. That's what all of this is about. All of these people are dying in the name of God, whichever one they serve. Okay, that's what this is all about, and that is just the stupidest thing in the world to me. But for a 25-year-old white kid from Texas to set himself on fire over this is even stupider. And even stupider, let's go over to Florida. Okay, because now, you know, since the whole COVID thing, now every single fucking Republican nut job that's out there just doesn't trust any kind of vaccines anymore for any reason. You know, and this is all, it's political shit, okay? Democrats, using their common sense, still believe in vaccines. Okay, Republicans, using their stupidity, monumental stupidity, now do not believe in any of them. The attorney, the Surgeon General of Florida, talking about how, I'm not going to force anybody to get vaccinated. You want to get vaccinated, go ahead. But we're not closing the schools. We're not taking any steps. We're not doing anything. Herd immunity is the way to go. And all this shit. I mean, because this is what they always do. They just go to extremes like they did with the IVF shit. You know, overturning Roe versus Wade wasn't enough. You know, they got to go. You give them an inch, they take a fucking mile. So now nobody's going to get vaccinated for anything anymore in red states. Isn't that great?
Class is in session at Manatee Bay Elementary in South Florida.
Manatee Bay Elementary. I wired that place for putting their computer wires back in the mid-90s. Yep.
After a cluster of measles cases here, six in less than a week has fanned concern for some parents.
Right now, I'm not sending my 10-year-old to school.
Yeah, I wouldn't either if I were you. You know, fucking measles. Can you believe this? In this day and age, the measles. All this shit was taken care of. The measles, polio, the mumps, blah, through vaccines. Now, all these anti-vaxxing morons are bringing it all back.
We stepped up the hand washing and this and that, and we're just doing our best to cope.
Broward County Superintendent Dr. Peter Licata today at a monthly school board meeting.
The health department is currently at the school until 6 p.m. today offering vaccine opportunities.
Licata says the district...
and nobody's taking them.
...is taking action to safeguard families.
We're doing deep cleaning. We're cleaning our buses. We've replaced all the air filters. We've done everything we can physically to make the difference.
Nationwide, the new year has swept in more than two dozen cases of measles. Licata says 97% of Manatee Bay Elementary students have received at least one shot of the vaccine.
So the three, I shouldn't say nobody's taking them. 3% is not taking them, but that's enough. That's enough to cause an outbreak.
But pediatrician Dr. Jack Orsez explains that Broward County is at higher risk for cases because of all the international travelers, plus vaccine exemptions for religious or health reasons.
Religion again. Disease spreading because of religion. War spreading because of religion. Rampant stupidity spreading because of religion.
Or rising.
Are you surprised to see measles reemerging in 2024?
I'm very surprised to see it reemerging.
Very surprised. You should have just said...
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Because it's just stupid people making other people sick, just like during the pandemic.
Because it's something that's completely preventable, and it's only those people who refuse to immunize that are really bringing this back to the United States.
Yep.
While families at Manatee Bay doing whatever they can to protect themselves.
We're trying to keep calm, right? Just so not to add to any potential hysteria.
Sam Brock, NBC News, Broward County, Florida.
Yeah, un-fucking-believable. Un-fucking-believable. Yeah, and I tell you, the reason I remember Manatee Bay is because there was this hot fucking blonde teacher. I was 27, in good shape. There was this hot blonde teacher who wore patchouli oil, which I love the smell of that shit. That stuff you smell at like Grateful Dead concerts. I don't know why. I just love the smell of that shit. And she was a hot little blonde. And I tell you, I gave her the full court press all week because I was working in that hallway the whole week. So I saw her a whole bunch of times. By the end of the week, I asked her out, fucking fucked her. Those were the days, man, when I used to be able to get laid. Hot young teachers, elementary school teachers, too. There's just something strange about that. You know that this chick spends all day with little kids and you're defiling her. I don't know. It's the perverted part of me coming out. So, but anyway, those were the days. But I'll tell you what, you know, I would have never, I've never raped anybody. I wouldn't have raped her. I never would rape anybody. I don't know what kind of satisfaction anybody gets out of that. But to add insult to injury, again, we come back to the migrant problem. And this whole Georgia thing, you see, this did not have to happen. And I don't know how many red flags you're supposed to raise, especially about this guy and his fucking brother, these pieces of Venezuelan shit that are trying to turn this country into the shittiest parts of Venezuela or Brazil or wherever, man. I tell you, we're getting so much of this South and Central American trash coming over here. I don't know why you would let someone like this stay in the country, how he slips through the cracks, that so many of them slip through the cracks. You sit there and you don't want to say, shut up, Republicans. We're doing an open border policy. Getting harder and harder to argue with that.
On campus tonight, students at the University of Georgia are coming together to remember the young woman who police say was murdered here last week.
We lost one of the brightest lights that there's ever been.
Off campus, the debate is growing over her alleged killer. This 26-year-old from Venezuela, who according to federal officials was let go after he unlawfully entered the country near El Paso, Texas, a year and a half ago.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Why was he let go? Why? So they had him. Like, they didn't just find out he came in illegally after he killed this chick. They had him. So why the fuck was he let go?
Georgia's governor is demanding answers from President Biden and his immigration authorities.
As he should, because at this point, you know, even though Republicans are still Hypocrisy Inc. and not going to do anything until the election, it's such a horrible thing, they're not going to do anything to the election. This particular problem here, this falls on the shoulders of Biden.
Deserves justice. Her family deserves justice. And we need justice on a national level to prevent this type of thing from happening again.
Jose Antonio Ibarra was ordered held without bond over the weekend.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't let him back out into the population again like Alvin Bragg does.
He's facing murder and other charges. Police say he killed 22-year-old Lakin Riley, a nursing student from a school nearby who was out jogging. Police found her body less than half a mile from the apartment they're seen searching here.
Chicks out there, get treadmills. Stop fucking jogging out in public. I know it sucks. That's the reality we're in. You can't go anywhere anymore without fucking having to worry about this shit. I'm not just talking from migrants. I'm talking from anybody. Plenty more rapes happen from American citizen to American citizen. But like I said last week, it just adds that fucking sting when you know this guy shouldn't have been here. If that's your daughter, your sister, your mother, it makes you 10 times as furious because it didn't have to happen. Shouldn't have happened. It's not a one-off. It's not a fluke. Shouldn't have happened.
He did not know her at all. I think this was a crime of opportunity.
Police also arrested his brother for having a fake green card. Neither of the two have entered a plea. The older brother has been arrested more than once by Georgia authorities.
More than once, and he has a fake green card. Why is he still here? Why is this fucking family of criminals still here?
And the younger brother, accused of murder, has been under arrest in New York City and at the border.
Oh, okay, so he gets arrested all over the United States. That's okay, let him go, and then he can rape and kill somebody. Isn't that great?
But they were paroled or released before customs enforcement agents could step in.
Oh, and why is that, huh? I mean, everybody's still against having ICE in place, huh? Because I think they should be there. I mean, I don't know, I always said that. I always said, okay, we need immigration reform. But you can't get rid of ICE. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Today, students and faculty who went back to class are still shaken up.
I'm a mom, and as a mom, I couldn't imagine. Yeah? Couldn't imagine if something like this happened to my children.
Immigration officials have now issued what's called a detainer for this murder suspect, which, had they issued before, might have kept him from being released. On those other charges.
All right, because we don't do anything preventative anymore. We wait for something horrible to happen, then we try and fucking put a Band-Aid on it. Fucking bullshit. And I'm going to keep saying it. These are not the migrants, the immigrants that came, like my parents, my mother, I should say. Not anything like them. Not looking for the American dream. Wanting to create an American fucking nightmare. And they're doing it. So, I don't know. moratorium. Close the border for a couple of years. Fucking A. Since they're not being, held responsible for their actions. But speaking of people being held responsible for their actions, though, I don't know. You got the what's his name? Mike, as David Pakman calls him, Mike Pillow. The My Pillow guy. That's a funny nickname. Mike Pillow. He has been, he has been trying to wriggle out of this. He made this bet or this challenge to people that he would pay anyone $5 million if they could disprove his evidence that the election in 2020 was stolen. Okay, so some guy, and it's hilarious because this guy is a fucking Republican, a Trump supporter. You talk about eating your own. He took him up on it and he won the case. But Mike Pillow has been squirming out of it. Well, not anymore.
Election denier Mike Lindell ordered to pay up after making this multi-million-dollar promise to anyone who could prove him wrong.
There's a $5 million prize for anybody that can prove.
There's a $5 million prize for anybody that can prove. He sounds like someone who just got in a motorcycle accident and suffered fucking brain damage.
The election data that I have from the 2020 election is false.
Yeah, and this guy looked at it and he was like, well, this will be easy. Just like everybody else that saw this shit that isn't a cultist fool.
One cyber expert did, and now Lindell must pay. An arbitration panel awarded Robert Zeidman, a Trump voter and software expert, a $5 million victory Wednesday after he sued Lindell. CNN obtained documents and depositions in this case, and according to the arbitration panel, Mr. Zeidman performed under the contract. He proved the data Lindell LLC provided unequivocally did not reflect November 2020 election data.
With everything that was happening in the Dominion case in Delaware, we were sort of sitting on the edge of our seats. I wasn't surprised, but I was relieved.
Lindell is a Trump ally and leading purveyor of 2020 election conspiracies, who was seen at the White House in the waning days of Trump's presidency.
And that's how you know Trump is an idiot, because he fucking, he invites this guy to the White House and goes along with this shit. Any straw to grasp at to save his ego. He'll even go to this idiot, who Ted Nugent calls a brilliant man and a great patriot.
Lindell later convened a 2021 cyber symposium.
This was attacked.
Yeah, the big symposium with about 30 people in the room, and everybody's just staring at the screen. He's it looked like the Matrix. He was flashing on these screens, and everybody's like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Whole technology was attacked.
Where he aired his unproven conspiracies and invited experts to debunk his data.
I want it to be the most watched event ever in history.
To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
How the hell? I understand the crack part of his life, but how in the hell did he build a multi-million dollar company, which is pretty much, I don't know. It's going under because he has spent all of his time and energy on this bullshit. I don't know what the end game is here for him. Is he? Because even if he writes a book, I don't think too many people are going to buy it. Even the sycophants probably won't buy it at this point. I don't know. I don't know what the agenda is here.
Because we need everyone in this country to see what I have seen.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for Zeidman to determine Lindell's data was a dud.
When I got there, I found the data was just so obviously bogus. It surprised me.
The biggest cover-up in history.
Zeidman says he brought his claim against the MyPillow CEO because he worries about the impact of Lindell's falsehoods.
I just thought it could do a lot of damage to our country.
This guy who was a Trump supporter is worried about the damage that Lindell could do to the country. His lies. He's not worried about Trump and his lies. Well, again, Trump invited him to the fucking White House. He's getting a lot of his he got a lot of his shit from him. All this crackpot bullshit. But Lindell is dangerous to the country. Trump believes the same shit, and it's for his own interest. And he was the president, and he's going to be again. But this guy is worried about Lindell. Oh, kiss my ass.
We want to investigate fraud, and I think we should.
Oh,
we have to,
like in New York,
be able to be truthful about it.
Right. And that's the one thing you think of. The one word that pops in your mind when you hear Donald Trump's name is truthful. Right, folks?
And Lindell is not being truthful.
Yeah. The arbitration panel.
Trump is, though.
Concluded the data provided to experts was not related to the 2020 election. Lindell, in his deposition, clearly never expected to pay up.
Yeah.
So you didn't have any concerns that someone might win the Prove Mike Wrong challenge?
No, because they would have to show it wasn't from 2020, and it was.
Because I'm fucking idiot. And nobody can prove me wrong. I got the proof right here. Asshole.
You know.
And in a brief interview, he vowed to CNN, this will end up in court. So will Zeidman ever see his $5 million? His attorneys are...
Probably not. He'll file for bankruptcy. The My Pillows will all be gone, which I don't know. I see review after review how those things suck. I almost bought one before I knew who this guy was. Yeah, he was like a likable guy on the commercials. Oh, I love this pillow. My Pillow. And he hugged it. And I was like, wow, this guy just loves to make great pillows. What a good thing for the world. And he turns out to be this.
Hopeful. Zeidman, not so much.
I don't think so. I think he's going to delay this as much as possible.
Now, yeah. Obviously, this decision is another blow to election denialism, especially in the wake of that settlement between Fox News and Dominion. I did ask Robert Zeidman what he wants to do with the $5 million. If he does get it, he says he's going to donate at least some of it to nonprofits.
Okay. Now, yeah, some of it. Probably a grand. He'll keep $5 million. That guy's set up for life, you know? And then another fine that had to be levied, that fucking idiot Marjorie Taylor Greene has got to pay her fines of, what was it, $100,000 or something like that for all the time she just defied wearing a mask. You know, whether you believed it or not, the Speaker of the House sets the rules, okay? And at that time, Nancy Pelosi, she didn't want fucking COVID spreading all over the place like it was among Trump circles, okay? I mean, what's his name? The black guy, I forgot his name, died from it. I mean, all these events and stuff with no masks and shit, and they just want to come in and spread it to you, like those assholes you see like on YouTube and stuff who come up to people, you know, and cough in their face on purpose, who I would knock every single one of their fucking teeth out if they did it to me. But anyway, so she's got to pay that. And she's also talking about how Christian women should not be sexualizing themselves. I mean, it's obvious why she's doing this. Number one, she thinks she's self-righteous and she thinks she's smart. But number two, she's ugly as fuck. Okay, and with those arms, she looks like she hangs drywall all day. I mean, I bet she could beat me in arm wrestling, this ugly pig. But stop sexualizing yourselves, Christian women. You don't need to do that. You know, as, I don't know, all the country artists are pretty much going along the way of pop stars, the way they dress and shit a lot. How about Fox News? The fucking segment after segment of legs for days on that channel with every chick fucking in a short skirt with pumps and with their legs fully on display. Are you kidding me? Stop sexualizing yourselves. What an idiot. And again, if she was attractive, she wouldn't be saying any of that because she'd be using that to her advantage too, because she's a fucking ugly pig inside and out. And then we get to, we did the story a couple weeks ago. How about Wayne LaPierre? Boy, this trial and everything decision went quick.
Tonight, a jury in New York says Wayne LaPierre, the face of the National Rifle Association for three decades, is liable for what they called a culture of self-dealing, spending millions of the NRA's money on private plane trips for himself and his family.
Yeah, you know, and it's so hilarious. I see conservatives defending this guy, and I'm like, well, what's the difference between this guy and, like, the leaders of Black Lives Matter who stole millions of dollars from that foundation? They're complete scum, but LaPierre, you know, he's been railroaded. Corrupt judge. Conservatives cannot take defeat anymore at all. They're like little children. If they lost, something is amiss. Something happened. There's no way I can lose anything. We can lose anything. Something happened. Somebody is corrupt. Something. There's no way we could possibly lose. Oh, it makes me sick.
Including 8 trips to the Bahamas and gifts ranging from the use of a 107-foot yacht to African safaris.
Yeah, boy, no wonder he kept the pressure up on, the more pressure he kept up on these congressmen, senators, politicians, you know, giving the grades and everything, the more times he got to go to the fucking Bahamas.
LaPierre, who announced his resignation from the group before the trial started, sat stone-faced in the front row as the verdict was read. The trial cast a
He's always stone-faced. That guy's got the personality of a wet mop.
Spotlight on the 150-year-old organization. that was founded in New York City to promote rifle skills.
Yeah.
It grew into a
rifle skills. And it grew, yeah, into the monster it is today, because that's what Republicans do with everything. They take a little kernel of truth and then they wrap it in bullshit and then warp the fuck out of it, like they've done with the Second Amendment. Okay. Yeah. A well-regulated militia is every single person taking care of their own guns. That's a well-regulated militia. Fuck you.
Political powerhouse that influenced national gun policy and election.
It's like the bump stock thing that's going to be in front of the Supreme Court. The lawyer is sitting there saying, well, the phrase depress the trigger and one round, well, that doesn't really, you talk about grasping at every little fucking straw to try and make everything fit your narrative. That's what fucking conservatives do. They do it with the Bible, they do it with the Constitution, they do it with the gun laws. Okay, so, I mean, don't ever think that that's not what they're doing.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought this lawsuit against the NRA.
Oh, I thought she was only against Trump and only got there got elected so she could take down Trump, and all she cares about is Trump, and it looks like she cares about corruption all over her state.
Just issued a statement saying LaPierre and a senior executive at the NRA must pay $6.3 million for abusing the system and breaking our laws.
She called it a
culture of corruption and greed.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And she's doing her job like she's doing with Trump. So whatever. All right. So we already covered one of the bookend cunts in Congress. That's Marjorie Traylor Greene. Now we go to the trailer trash family led by the matriarch, Lauren Boebert. Oh, this is hilarious.
We have just confirmed that Representative Lauren Boebert's son has been arrested here in Colorado on nearly two dozen charges after alleged thefts.
That's right. Her 18-year-old son was arrested yesterday afternoon in Garfield County. That's on the Western Slope. The Rifle Police Department says police arrested Tyler Boebert, pictured here, after a recent string of alleged vehicle trespass and property thefts in Rifle, which is just west of Glenwood Springs.
Now, so all the things that they that she bitches about that goes on in San Francisco, her son does, huh? So let's review. Let's see. Currently, she's got a restraining order against her ex-husband because they got into a physical confrontation in a restaurant. She was vaping, taking pictures, and grabbing the cock of a guy in the theater, watching Beetlejuice, flipped off security, told him to fuck off. I don't know if it was the same son, but another son got busted for riding his fucking motorbike all around the neighborhood and basically terrorizing people with it. Okay, there's always some kind of white trash, trailer trash drama that follows this bitch. She's a grandmother of 36. This 18-year-old already has a son. A kid. I don't know if it's a son or a daughter. But that's why she's the grandmother of 36, because of this little loser who goes around stealing people's credit cards and driver's licenses and selling them and everything. I mean, first of all, don't these people have any money? I mean, she's a congresswoman now. As far as I know, I mean, she got a good settlement, I think, from her divorce and everything. It seems like she's got I saw her house. It looks like a pretty nice house. So I don't know what. It's just, it's in them. Okay. It is in them. This is who she is.
You white trash piece of shit.
Yeah. And that's why she raises white trash pieces of shit.
They say he is facing 22 charges.
Or marries them. Yeah. 22 charges.
Including criminal possession of a financial device, criminal possession of ID documents, and more.
Yeah, 5 felonies this little fucker got charged with. And she thinks she... listen, if this bitch wins re-election, okay, I don't know what the fuck is going on in Colorado. Because usually Colorado is not one of those crazy fucking states. Okay, I can see this coming from Arizona, somewhere, Oklahoma, whatever. Colorado? I mean, it's just got to be all about because she was guns this and guns, guns, guns. Well, I don't think that's going to be enough anymore.
Now, some of the more minor charges include theft, trespassing, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Yeah, which means he had friends of his that were younger than 18 that he probably encouraged to go on because you know this guy's got influence over his friends. That's the congresswoman's son. So, yeah, there you go.
Boebert is currently serving her second term as representative for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District.
Yeah.
We are working to learn more about the charges and details about this case. I'll have the latest for you coming up at noon.
You stupid fucking cunt. You idiot.
Yeah, raising a fucking family like that. Pure trash. Yet she is one of our 535 members out of fucking 300 and what, 50, 60, I don't know how many we got, 300 and something million people in this country. She is one of the 535 in Congress. Isn't that great? And then another bombshell in the last 48 hours, Mitch McConnell is stepping down as the leader of the GOP. Now, you know, there was a time where I would applaud this. And I'd be like, oh, finally, you know, but what is coming after him, just like all the other ones that Trump is replacing with loyalists, it's going to be worse. You know, you sit there, a little part of you celebrates, oh, great, no more Mitch McConnell. But the other part's like, yeah, and who's it going to be now? And what are they going to do? Because you know it's only going to take it further. Because McConnell was one of the last Republicans, you know, that were kind of old school. And so they want to get rid of all of them. Trump wants to get rid of all of them and everything. But I'll tell you what, as much damage, short of becoming an actual dictator, okay, Trump has not done as much damage to this country as Mitch McConnell. All right. There was nobody. This guy, he was the architect of obstructionist government. I mean, as soon as Obama was elected, he came right on TV and said, our goal is to make President Obama a one-term president. You know, before that, people still actually worked with each other, you know, respected the other side, were actual colleagues. You know, then McConnell came in and just obstruct everything that this side comes out with. We need to tear it down, block it, because everybody knew he was going to be the majority leader for the Senate for many years. You know, they just knew it. Everybody was behind him. He could do no wrong. I mean, the guy, probably one of the smartest redneck I've ever seen, you know, and a very cutthroat and savvy politician, for better or worse. You know, he was. But I'll tell you, nobody has done more damage to this country than McConnell. I mean, he personally reshaped the Supreme Court. He holds a seat without even a vote for over a year, okay? And then rams another one through with a week to go, giving totally opposite,
there's a lame duck president, and he lost the House and Senate, so the people have spoken. And then the next one, there's an election coming up, and the people need to be heard. It was just a week instead of a year, but still, I mean, Obama was reelected, okay? So the people had faith in his judgment as far as picking justices. So, I mean, you could argue maybe one of them should have been there, either Gorsuch or Barrett, but not both. Kavanaugh is the only one legitimately who got into his position. But that was his thing, the judiciary. And he blocked every judge that Obama put up without question, would not hold a single vote. And Harry Reid fell right into his trap. You know, he said, okay, fine. If you're going to sit there and block every single motherfucking, nominee, then we're going to change it to a simple majority, because they had the majority. And McConnell knew, he'd be able to turn it on his ass. Nobody knew the huge consequences. I mean, I'm sure McConnell was wishing for it when it came to the Supreme Court, and he knew how old Ginsburg was getting and everything like that. So then all of a sudden he turns it and makes it about the Supreme Court. When Reed says, oh, wait, I didn't, you know, hey, I meant all these appointments here, not the Supreme Court. McConnell said, I don't care. You know, I don't care. You did it with this. I'm doing it with that. And it was a brilliant move in the way that, like, Ted Bundy was brilliant. You know, you sit there and you're like, wow, how savvy and everything. And but at the same time, to what end? You know what I mean? Bundy's judge called him a brilliant man. But look who he was. Well, you know, McConnell practically, he gave us the fucked up Supreme Court we have now, which, again, we'll get to in a few minutes. But I'll tell you, this guy was like Fidel Castro to the Democrats this whole time. He always won. You know, that clip that I play, the turtle always wins from Bugs Bunny.
What's this? The tortoise wins.
Yes, folks, the tortoise always wins.
Yeah, the turtle always wins. How does he do it? I can't understand it. It's against the laws of nature. We just ain't in the cause.
Yeah, well, it always was with him, because he knew what the fuck to do. This guy knew politics, okay? And for as much as he has done, again, for better or worse,
but for better, obviously, for the Republicans. Now they are just throwing him under the bus, you know, and he sees it coming. He knows that when Trump gets elected again, you know, it's all going to go downhill for him. So again, in another brilliant political move, he announces that he's going to step down before Trump can ramp up the social media campaign and call him names and call his wife names and make fun of the fact that she's Chinese and everything else that stupid asshole loves to do. But, you know, he had his chance. It's so ironic that, you know, he let Trump off the hook, convinced everyone to acquit him, voted to acquit him. Oh, he hasn't gotten away with it. Yeah. Well, not only is he going to get away with it, but he's ended your career at the same time. Had you just convicted him after January 6th, after you said he was responsible, we would be out of this nightmare. He wouldn't even be running again. You would still be, I mean, I know you have to reboot every once in a while, but you would still be the powerful politician that you were, instead of now you've been reduced to just one of the old guard that they don't want to see anymore, no matter what you've done for them in the past. So, hey, congratulations on letting him off the hook. It's put a nail in your coffin.
The end of an era. Mitch McConnell, the longest-serving Senate leader ever and one of the most influential senators of all time, announced today he'll step down as the Republican leader in November.
Father Time remains undefeated.
Yeah, and I would have played a round of applause there or a laugh track, like I said in the past, but not anymore, because what's coming is going to be even scarier.
I'm no longer the young man sitting in the back hoping colleagues would remember my name. It's time for the next generation of leadership.
The next generation, as we got two fucking octogenarians practically running for president. One an octogenarian, the other one gonna be one if he wins.
McConnell, who turned 82 just last week, has suffered a series of health setbacks.
And what was funny is who sat down behind him immediately was Susan Collins, doing her usual Katharine Hepburn impression with her head shaking. And I'm looking at this old fucking tortoise, and then there's the shaking woman behind him, and the two people that are running for president. I'm like, my God, man, my God, what is with all of these old motherfuckers staying in power for so long, to the point where they freeze or shake or can't remember who's president or who's Speaker of the House or what Nikki Haley did on January 6th or who the president of whatever country is that Biden always fucks up. Trump fucks that up too. I just can't believe we're here.
But as he hinted today, his move is as much about politics. He's a man no longer at home in a party dominated by Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, and who let it happen? Who could have stopped it? And who let it happen? You did, Mitch.
Believe me, I know the politics within my party at this particular moment in time.
Which is why you're going back and finally going back into your shell.
I have many faults. Misunderstanding politics is not one of them.
Yeah, well, the good of the country is one of them, because you just wanted to govern for Republicans and not for anybody else, not Americans. No, just your Americans.
McConnell and Trump haven't spoken for more than 3 years.
Oh, jeez.
McConnell refused to go along with Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, and he blamed Trump for January 6th.
See, if he would have been right there with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and everything, like I said, we'd be out of this nightmare by now. No, that's why a part of me wants Trump to win. So because, I mean, the only thing that would be worse is if he became a dictator and refused to leave, which is very possible. But if he doesn't, then we're done with him less than 5 years from now, because if he loses, he's going to run again, no matter who the Democrats run. He's going to run again at 82 or whatever he's going to be. And guess what? He could win then, too. So I at this point, I'm like, let's just get it over with. Okay, I've developed a numbing skin to a lot of his bullshit, you know, but I just still 4 more years of the stupid shit that he says, which we're about to play in a minute here. I just can't believe we got to go through it again.
There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day.
Don't vote to convict him, and I'm going to vote for him for president again.
Yeah, good job, asshole.
And now McConnell finds himself in what could be his final battle against Trump and his acolytes in Congress, fighting to secure funding to help Ukraine defend itself in its war with Russia.
Yeah.
But the McConnell legacy is already secure, above all in helping to install a conservative supermajority over at the Supreme Court. President Biden today said that he was sorry to hear that McConnell was stepping down, adding, quote, "We fight like hell, but I've trusted him. We've had a great relationship."
Yeah, great. See, you know, Biden, again, the man matters to me as president. You know, if that would have been Trump, he would have insulted him somehow. But Biden, statesman. You know, he's a gentleman. That has to be part of the presidency. It has to be. You can't have a bullying, narcissistic fucking jerk off in there all the time. Okay, you just can't. Policy or no policy. And then a direct result of McConnell and his Supreme Court, now because now Alito and fucking Thomas, the dumbest justices ever, are freewheel burning, man. They don't have to, they could just bring up the Roe versus Wade and overturn it out of nowhere. And they can do whatever they want because now they have the supermajority there, thanks to McConnell, and they're not even hiding it. And now, you know, Jack Smith asked these motherfuckers, hey, can we get to this immunity thing? Are you going to hear the case or are you not going to hear the case? Weeks ago, they declined to answer him. They wait weeks. Then they say, yes, we're going to hear it, even though there was a unanimous decision on the lower court. And they pointed out just how ridiculous these claims were. They're going to take it up. Helping Trump is a gift to Trump because now the trial, if it happens before the election, it won't be done by the time. I don't know what the rules are, if it's already started, if he can still squash it, but it doesn't matter because once he wins, all this shit's going to be over. He's going to get away with everything. Okay, thanks again, McConnell. He's going to get away with everything. All his cohorts are going to go get away with everything. All of those people will be called patriots and martyrs and let out of prison. And, you know, they won't have any reservations of doing it again because, well, there are no consequences. Well, some of them sat in jail for a year or two. Big deal. You know, the rest of them are going to be like, yeah, let's do it again. Because if he loses, they're going to. Again, they're already setting up that it's election interference, fraud, well, whatever. You know, for holding a guy accountable for his fucking crimes. Two of them he's been held accountable for. We got two to go. And those are the two big ones. But if he wins, like I said, it won't matter.
Tonight, the Supreme Court says it will take up former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity as he faces criminal charges.
And if they find in his favor, Biden, please send a fucking hit squad and kill him and everybody else who's your political enemy on the right. Do it. Why not? You'll have full immunity, you see? So that'll be the one way you can win this election.
Charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith for alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The court now taking on a monumental unanswered question. Can a former president be criminally prosecuted for actions taken while in office?
How is this even a question? Can he commit crimes while he's in office? No! The fuck?
A federal appeals court earlier this month unanimously rejected Trump's immunity claims, yeah, saying former President Trump has become citizen Trump. Any executive immunity that may have protected him while he served as president no longer protects him against this prosecution.
Well, he's still not ultimately protected to do anything he wants, even if he is president.
The justices stepping into the middle of a divisive debate over Trump's conduct after the last election as he's set to become the Republican nominee a third time. Ugh. Trump blasting the charges against him on the
campaign. That's why I say if he wins, then we'll avoid a fourth time. So let's just, it's like, just get it over with. You know, just get it over with.
And the president has to have immunity.
And tonight, saying without immunity, a president will not be able to properly function or make decisions.
Really, it's funny how no other past presidents have ever faced this problem. He's the only one. Nobody did anything, is going to do anything to Biden. Nobody did anything to Obama. Nobody did anything to George W. Bush. And that was after the whole Iraq war fiasco and all that. Nobody did anything to Reagan. Nobody did anything to Clinton. He's the only one who has to worry about this because he's the only one who does these type of fucking things.
The news tonight, a major setback for special counsel Jack Smith, further delaying a potential Trump trial, yeah, that much closer to the presidential election.
Gee, I wonder if that was in the minds of these Supreme Court justices that he put up there. These motherfuckers should not have lifetime appointments. I know the goal was to, nobody can fuck with them if it's lifetime. But nobody thought that there would be a polarized, you know, and pretty much bought and paid for Supreme Court. Oh, look at Thomas and all of his vacations. Alito and all of his donations. I mean, everything. Thomas's wife, for Christ's sake, she's a QAnon cunt, that Amazon bitch. I mean, I just can't believe this is the Supreme Court these days.
These lights are so bright in my eyes.
Okay, now here we go. Now he's talking to the Black Conservative Coalition, or whatever it's called. In other words, the dumbest of the dumb as far as Black people in this country. Let that sink in. He makes a couple of just completely disparaging comments towards Black people here, and they cheer it. I do not understand the hold that this guy has over stupid fucks, because even stupid fucks should realize, you know, when they're being taken. I mean, seriously, at some point is what I'm saying. At some point, it's not like he's come out of nowhere. No, okay. Being Black and conservative is so stupid. You know, okay, fine. You don't want to take welfare? Don't take welfare. You want to get an ID to vote and show it when you vote, even if you don't have to? Then show it. You know, but to put the fate of your race into the hands of Republicans, much less Trump, who never even apologized to those Central Park Five who he thought should be given the death penalty, even after somebody else confessed and they were found innocent. Didn't matter to him.
Is that I can't see too many people out there, but I can only see the Black ones. I can't see any white ones. You see? That's how far I've come.
And that's hilarious. And that's how far I've come. Because he can only see the Black people. That's how far he's come. There's not a lot of Black people there. I mean, you know, they always put one over his right shoulder. But that's how far he's come.
That's how far I've come. That's a long way, isn't it? Don't forget, I'm up here now rapping to you guys for 45 minutes.
Rapping to you guys. Notice how he used that. I've never heard him use the term rapping before. I know. That's an old school term from like the 60s, talking to people. You know, hey, we rapped a little bit, you know. But I'm up here rapping to you.
Without any notes, because this stupid teleprompter wasn't working.
Yeah, without any notes, which is why you're saying all these things to disparage their race, and they don't even know it.
The Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them.
Oh yeah, all the ghetto Black people that commit crimes every day. You know, it's the same thing as hiding classified documents or defrauding the state of New York of hundreds of millions of dollars, or grabbing them by the pussy and being found liable, or intimidating, you know, attorney generals and secretaries of state to change elections. That's exactly what Black people go through. He thinks that they think that just there's a mugshot that he's like them. And some of these people are validating it. They're validating it with their laughter and their applause.
I built a lot of buildings, and I want to tell you, a Black worker is a great worker. You've done an incredible job.
And that's all they can be, a great worker, Black worker. You can't be executives. You can't be at his level, but you're great workers. Again, they have no idea they're being insulted.
Very great. He was this very handsome guy. I'm going to put it more in this. Sidney Poitier, I thought he was very handsome.
Oh, he's got to think of a Black guy who was handsome. Sidney Poitier, very handsome. You know, I mean, you talk about just transparent bullshit right here, and they don't see any of it.
Do we give it to Barry Bonds or Babe Ruth? Huh? Barry?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with Barry, hey. Especially tonight, I'm with Barry.
Especially tonight, I'm with Barry, because I don't want any of you niggers out there to attack me or steal my wallet or my hubcaps off the presidential limousine tonight. You know, because he's scared of Black people, and you should. And again, they laugh. He is promoting a stereotype here, and they're laughing with him, not at him, with him.
I'm being indicted for you, the Black population. You see, Black people walking around with my mugshot. Black people really like Trump. My favorite color is
black.
Oh my God.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
What a complete bullshitter. And again, they have no idea. And these clips are from, I saw a Jimmy Kimmel episode the other night. I don't watch late night talk shows or anything. But I saw this, you know, it was like a montage of this week of Kimmel. And he had a whole bunch of great clips on here. That's where I found these. And that's what you hear laughing is his audience. But yeah, I can see you shines because the lights are high. You identify with me because you're always being arrested. I prefer Barry Bonds over Babe Ruth because, hey, I'm in front of all you dangerous motherfuckers. And my favorite color, which seems to have to do with their skin color, his favorite color is black. No, it's not black, in the words of fucking Borat, okay? I mean, his favorite color is black because he's standing in front of you. And they cheer, and they laugh, and they have no idea. And just like he can say and do whatever he wants because he knows he's going to get away with it, because he knows anyone who supports him is a dumb fuck and he will get away with it. He's never held responsible by the people, by the courts, by the Congress, the judiciary, anybody. He's one of those guys, I've always said this, that just gets away with everything. Everything falls into his lap. Who would have thought that stupid bitch would be fucking somebody to endanger the Georgia case? Who would have thought that the Supreme Court would sit there and ignore the special prosecutor's request and then all of a sudden take it up when they knew that the election would come before it was started or was even over? I mean, who would have thought that Biden would have classified documents in his house, too? You know, on top of the guy, everything falls into place for him. He gets away with everything. I don't understand. I really don't understand it. Yeah, you know, maybe he was sent from God because that's the only explanation I can see of why he gets away with everything. Being just such a horrible man, a horrible human being. Okay, and then Kimmel, again, he sent a reporter out there to ask people about the statements that Joe Biden has made and what they think about him. And what he was really doing was they were giving them statements that Trump has made. So this, if this doesn't just completely show you, okay, how hypocritical, biased, stupid, cultist, and moronic these fucking people are, because they have no problem flopping right there in real time. If Biden says it, it's horrible. If Trump says it, they justify it. This is, I mean, I'm not surprised by it, but I still can't believe it.
Do you mind if I ask you who you voted for in the last election?
Trump.
Trump? I'm going to guess you voted for Trump.
It says Donald Trump.
Do you mind if I just ask you a few questions about things that Biden has done in his administration, and you can kind of give me your opinion
okay.
on that? What did you think when Joe Biden suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light inside the body?
It is very sad that Joe Biden is clearly a dementia patient.
Okay, so you hear that? By saying that, clearly, this reminds me of that Joe Rogan clip I played a couple weeks ago, where Rogan thought that Biden said that the airports were attacked or used in the Civil War when there were none. He said how he had to be removed. And then when he found out it was Trump, he was like, oh, Trump fucked up there. And then laughed it off and moved on. This is the same level of stupidity here.
Hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
What do you think about Joe Biden saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
Again, it's very sad, his mental capacity, and that is a very uneducated statement.
An uneducated statement coming from this very educated redneck cunt.
Okay, I'm so sorry. These are not, I got my notes mixed up. Can I ask you this question? Can we start over and me ask you? Okay. What did you think when Donald Trump suggested that COVID could be cured by shining a bright light into the body?
It depends what that technology is.
This country is going straight to hell.
Yep, can you believe? Listen to the difference. If that would have been me, I would have been like, oh, he said that? Wow, that's kind of fucked up. Maybe I should reevaluate a couple of things. No, now the excuses come out. This is the epitome of moronic.
That's a broad spectrum because, you know, you have MRI machines and CT machines.
And here comes the word salad where she has no idea what she's saying. MRI machines and CT machines have nothing to do with the question.
Infrared and different things.
Infrared.
So it just depends the context of
that. So there you go.
Do you think of Donald Trump saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
And now remember, she said that was a very uneducated thing to say.
Dementia patient?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that.
Oh, no, I don't believe that when it comes to Trump.
There are accusations that Joe Biden cheated on his wife with a porn star after his son was born. And there's actually a paper trail showing he paid the sex worker $130,000.
Yeah, this is the Stormy Daniels case.
...to keep quiet about it.
Well, who did that? Joe Biden. And he was making, I think, less than $100,000 a year at that time.
That's
as
right.
A congressman. A senator. Now, how does he
senator
do that?
You tell me. Would you vote for...
How does he do that? So he's worried about the money that he had to pay. How does he do that?
Would you vote for someone that...
Of course not.
Okay.
Okay. Would you vote for someone who did that? Of course not.
So Trump did do that.
Trump had a fling with Stormy Daniels.
And paid $130,000.
Hush money, yes.
Yeah.
And you're voting for him.
I am.
God damn it. Are you fucking with me?
Do these people even listen to themselves? Would you vote for someone who did? Of course not. Trump did that, actually. You voting for him? Oh, yeah.
This is hilarious.
My father had affairs, too, and I still respect him.
Oh, his father has. So now we get anecdotal, the redneck anecdotes here. His father had affairs, and he still respects him. Now, listen, you know, hey, I miss my father and I love my father, but I don't respect him for cheating on my mother. Do not respect him for that. You got to be an idiot. Again, here's the whole thing with how women are with rednecks. It don't matter. All that is to be forgiven. But what an idiot.
How do you feel about Joe Biden using his bone spurs to dodge the Vietnam draft?
Joe Biden has a problem. He isn't an American. He isn't a patriot.
I'm sorry.
Dodge the draft with bone spurs like Trump did for Vietnam, you're not an American and you're not a patriot. Okay?
I said Biden and I meant Trump. So those were things that... Trump? Yes. Can I ask you the question again with the right name? I'm so sorry. How do you feel about Donald Trump using his bone spurs to dodge the Vietnam draft?
My brother-in-law had flat feet. I'm sure you cannot go into a military zone, a Vietnam zone, or any of the other zones with bad feet.
Sure.
You just can't do the job.
I agree.
And it actually impacts the other soldiers.
Oh, my Lord.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
Yeah, because how do these people look in the mirror? I don't understand. How do you look at yourself and not go, God, are you a stupid fuck? Yes, you know, my God, what the fuck? Something's wrong here when you give those two answers like that. How do you not realize it, huh? Because you're fucking dirt stupid.
Puts them in danger.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah, and there we go. There's the end of that. So unfucking real, these people. Unreal. And then let's visit the network level of that. Like people like Fox News or that fucking idiot Mark Levin or whoever who just cannot decide, you know, on the Biden economy because they all want to pretend it's still 2021 into 2022. Biden has turned this economy around. Okay, I'm sorry. The data shows it. But this is how Fox News, again, another brilliant Kimmel research. He's getting to be like the Daily Show with this shit. Good research here by his team.
How far down will the Biden regime allow our economy to fall before it breaks the bank on every single American?
In the meantime, we were watching something that you might have noticed in the corner of your screen here. The Dow has never been higher than this. That is a new record.
Biden shouldn't be running a victory lap or even running for re-election.
Remember when they crowed about how the stock market was the biggest in history under Trump? And it was. And, you know, oh, my God, look at this. And now Biden does it, they don't even pay attention to it.
Because he's put a bullet in the head of the American dream.
Jesse Waters, somebody put a bullet in his ball sack when he was 12. That's why he still sounds like that.
Market starting this year red hot. Employers adding a surprisingly strong.
Red hot.
353,000 jobs last month.
The economy is in an inflationary nightmare.
3.3% GDP growth in the fourth quarter. A incredible gangbusters employment number this past Friday. Inflation has been slashed.
And he's done better than the rest of the world on inflation. The rest of the world. It wasn't done any better than under Biden. So I don't know.
It's better under Trump by every measurement, every barometer. The Dow closed.
Oh, that's that Nancy Mace cunt. Everything was better under Trump by every measure, every barometer.
At another record high. It's seventh record of the year.
He's bringing back Bidenomics. Now, of course, he didn't have much to say because there's very little good news on the economy to share.
Well, there is good news in the economy, Brett. I mean, inflation has indeed moderated. Growth has been strong. The stock market is hitting records.
It's as if the Biden administration burps out these statistics. Oh, everything's great.
The economy's not just good. It's great.
Stop! What are you doing?
What are they doing? They're doing what they always do, and that's just to try and find anything negative with liberals and just ignore all the positives because they cannot. It seems like all those clips that were telling the truth during the day, all right? All the ones that weren't, at night. You see? That's the difference. That's the glaring difference with Fox fucking News, Fox Entertainment Channel. Just as big a bias to hypocrites as you just heard from those fucking idiots in the clip before that. Unreal. Well, I don't even know how you decompress from such stupidity, but we'll try. Hey, I tell you what. I saw one of the best hockey fights I ever saw the other night between Delorier and Rempe from New York. Like my nephew said, was a grown man fight. I mean, just search this on YouTube, folks. Each guy got in at least a dozen fucking shots to the other guy's face. I haven't seen a hockey fight like that since, like, Probert and Domi. Back when I used to watch hockey, and then I stopped watching for 25 years. But that fucking fight was so epic. You've got to see it. If you like hockey and you like fighting or whatever like I do, you got to check that out because that was one for the books. That one will be remembered. And in the meantime, the Blackhawks have lost, 23 road games in a row? In a row. 20 in a row. They are so bad. Oh, it hurts. But then on a sad note, Richard Lewis, hilarious comedian, passed away at 76 of a heart attack. You know, I mean, I think he did his best work on Curb Your Enthusiasm. The way he argued with Larry, what are you, a fucking idiot? You know, and everything. I really loved Richard. I mean, it's not like I thought he was like one of the greatest stand-up comedians ever or anything like that. But every time I saw him, I smiled. You know, every time I saw Richard Lewis, he made me laugh and I smiled. It wasn't like I worshipped him or anything, but he was a damn funny guy.
Richard Lewis was a master of self-deprecating comedy.
Yeah.
I left my shrink too soon. I had to take an incomplete. I just don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Would you welcome Richard Lewis? For decades, a constant on late night TV.
I wake up at 1 in the morning. I take a quick shower. I am down to that DMV at 2:15 a.m. And there are 25,000 people wrapped around the DMV. They have like little barbecue pits there. They're wailing away with chops.
The DMV is the worst. Fucking hilarious.
On stage alongside Robin Williams and Billy Crystal.
New Year's Eve, I spent with the family back in Jersey. We sat around midnight. We watched our hopes drop, you know, at midnight.
Mel Brooks' 1993 comedy Robin Hood, Men in Tights, playing the prince and his ever-moving mole.
Oh, my God. I remember I saw that in the theater with my friends. We were fucking drunk off our asses and just, we were so obnoxious. I can't even believe anybody enjoyed the movie with us in there. And I hate that, you know, but he was that funny, especially the mole.
Wasn't your mole on the other side?
I have a mole.
Years later, making a new generation laugh at HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Who is that?
It's a self-portrait.
It's like you from 50 years ago.
Oh, this is me now.
You know what? I think I want a portrait by Richard Lewis. Maybe you could paint me with hair.
Oh, my God. When Larry David, you don't want to be painted with hair, Larry. Oh, my God. Google fucking pictures of Larry David back when he was in like his 20s and 30s. He looked like Bozo. He had a Bozo haircut, except that was black. And he had this, even though he was bald, had the horseshoe and then the Bozo. He had this little line of hair that came across the front. Larry David was probably the ugliest fucking human being I've ever seen at that age, you know, in my life.
Tonight, Larry David saying Richard Lewis had that rare combination of being the funniest person and also the sweetest.
Yeah, he didn't seem like a very nice guy. He wasn't very volatile or anything like that. He seemed like a really nice guy.
Lewis died peacefully overnight at his home in Los Angeles after suffering a heart attack. He revealed last April he had Parkinson's disease. Tonight here.
Yeah, God, my aunt's got that now. Fucking A. Horrible disease.
Richard Lewis, in his own words.
I chose applause over tears and booze over fears. Survived and moved on to a new life. Still crazy, but finally with a bit of hopefulness and contentment added to the mix.
You're a wonderful crowd, and
so many people remembering Richard Lewis tonight. So many laughs.
Yeah, Richard, you know, everybody's dying. It's a real bitch getting old, man. You know, you don't think about this shit when you're young. You don't think about all the pains you're going to have. You don't think about memory problems. You don't think about your icons dying. You don't think about your friends dying. You know, that's why people discount old people, because you don't really realize the impact till you start getting older. Now, I know I'm only 54, but I'll tell you, I don't know. I'm like an old man in a lot of ways. So I have a lot of newfound respect for old people. I'll tell you, respect your elders. You really got to do it. All right, folks, we've come to the end of it. Yeah, hey, you know what? Fucking Slayer is reuniting after 5 years to do a couple of shows. I mean, it's strange because Kerry King just formed his new band. Because he was sick of, you know, waiting. I mean, I'm not really waiting, because Tom Araya, the lead singer and bass player, said that, you know, because of his neck, fusion in his neck, everything, he couldn't do it anymore, couldn't tour anymore, and Kerry still wanted to do it, so kind of had a falling out, haven't talked to each other in a while, but I guess now they're going to do a couple of shows. Hopefully it leads to something. I mean, I hope the guy is physically, Araya is physically able to do all this shit, because nothing would be better than Then Slayer going on tour again. Shit, they came around here, I might even go see him again. You know, because I saw him once. Clash of the Titans, Alice in Chains, Anthrax, Megadeth, Slayer. You know, and it was a great fucking show. But Slayer dominated that stage. I mean, they are just so high powered. So we're gonna go out with Expendable Youth, which is about. I mean, this was back in what was it? When did fucking Seasons in the Abyss come out? Early 90s. They were talking about the gang shit and everything. So this song, Expendable Youth, is about gang culture. Kerry King didn't like playing it very much, I read one time, because it wasn't fast enough. You know, he likes to be going a million miles an hour, you know, the whole time. But I like when they slow down a little like this. So I thought that was, Rain and Blood was their best album. I thought Seasons in the Abyss was their second best. So anyway, here's Expendable Youth. And we'll see you next week, folks. Later.
What the fuck was that you were listening to?